From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, a blistering heat wave arrives after the monsoonal front moves up north, while a typhoon is expected to reach waters near Jeju Island early next week. President Yoon Suk-yeol returns from a five-day trip to Madrid that included his participation in a NATO summit and trilateral talks with the U.S. and Japan. And South Korea logs a record trade deficit in the first half of the year. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emily Jennings. The monsoonal front that inundated the nation's central region with around 300 millimeters of precipitation the past 3 days has moved up towards North Korea. As the rain subsided, a heat wave struck most areas around the country, and it is projected to continue throughout the weekend. The Korea Meteorological Administration said on Friday that heat wave warnings were issued for the southeastern city of Daegu and surrounding North Gyeongsan province. Advisories were issued for others, including Seoul and the capital region. Daytime highs are forecast to range from 28 to 35 degrees Celsius in most major cities, and mercury levels in some part of North Gyeongsan are expected to surpass 35 degrees. Meanwhile, Typhoon Airi, this year's fourth typhoon, is making its way towards the Korean Peninsula. At around 9 a.m. Friday, Airi formed over waters 760 kilometers south-southeast from Japan's Okinawa. The typhoon traveling north-northeastward at 13 kilometers per hour is forecast to reach waters near Jeju Island by Tuesday. It is expected to bring heavy rain to the island and the southern regions. The heavy rainfall that inundated most regions around the country since Tuesday caused the deaths of three people and various property damage. According to the Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters on Friday, a man in his 90s in the central Chungcheong city of Gyeongju died after he was buried under a fallen roof. A construction worker in the Gyeonggi city of Yongin also died after he fell inside a pool of rainwater, while a woman in her 80s in the Gyeonggi county of Gapyeong died after being swept away by a strong current. There were 195 reported cases of submerged buildings and vehicles and 9 cases of collapsed rooftops and walls, while over 2,900 hectares of agriculture land were flooded. President Yoon Suk-yeol returned from a five-day trip to Madrid, Spain on Friday that included his participation in a NATO summit and separate meetings with state leaders. During more than 10 rounds of bilateral and multilateral discussions, Yoon focused on diplomacy involving North Korea and economic cooperation. The leaders of South Korea, the U.S. and Japan gathered for the first time in nearly 5 years, where they sought to restore three-way cooperation in countering the North's mounting nuclear and missile threats. According to Yoon's office, reinforcing sanctions was not brought to the table, but plans to expand those against individuals and entities in the North have already been prepared. Speaking at the NATO meeting, Yoon urged the international community to pay attention to the North's denuclearization and promised to enhance Seoul's cooperation with the 30-member Security Forum for World Peace and Freedom. President Yoon Suk-yeol said the NATO summit is not about excluding certain countries. He made the remark in response to China's discontent with South Korea's participation in the military alliance gathering in Spain. In a press conference inside the presidential plane on his way back home on Friday, Yoon said that Seoul taking part in the NATO summit or trilateral talks with the US and Japan is not aimed at excluding any particular country. He said it is a matter of protecting universal rules and values that Seoul pursues, whether domestically or in international relations. South Korea logged a record trade deficit in the first half of the year. According to data by the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy on Friday, the country's exports posted $35.03 billion in the first 6 months of the year, up 15.6% from a year earlier. Imports jumped 26.2% to $36.06 billion during the cited period, leading the country to post a record high trade deficit of $10.3 billion. It marks the largest trade deficit for the first half tallies. The previous record was a deficit of $9.16 billion tallied in the first half of 1997. Although exports of 14 key items, including semiconductors, steel and petroleum products, increased, the country suffered a trade deficit due to soaring prices of energy and raw materials. For the month of June, the nation also posted a trade deficit of $2.47 billion, posting a deficit for the fourth consecutive month. Fees of public utilities such as electricity and gas have been increased amid soaring prices. Starting Friday, the price of electricity for households applied for the third quarter increased by 5 won per kilowatt hour. With the raise, an average household comprising four people is expected to see its monthly electricity bill rise by 1,535 won from July. Natural gas fees for households also rose by 1.11 won per megajoule from Friday, equivalent to a monthly average increase of 2,220 won for four member households in Seoul. In addition, battery charging fees for electric vehicle rose from 292.9 won per kilowatt hour to 313.1 won from Friday. The increments are expected to accelerate the soaring inflation, which is likely to surpass 6% in the coming months. In October, the nation will see additional hikes in gas and electricity bills. The fuel tax has been lowered by the newly introduced maximum legal cap of 37%. This tax reduction cap was increased from the previous maximum cap of 30% due to soaring energy prices. As the tax reduction takes effect on Friday, the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy said it will set up a joint inspection team with other related agencies to make sure the tax cut will be implemented properly in the market. The ministry in charge of inter-Korean affairs said on Friday that there is no chance COVID-19 entered North Korea through anti-Pyongyang leaflets sent across the border. This comes after the North's state media blamed the leaflet activity by defector groups in South Korea for transmitting the virus. They claimed that the regime's first cases were reported from the border area of Ippo in Geumgang County, Gangwon Province in early April after a soldier and a child came into contact with an unusual object on a hill. Unification Ministry Deputy Spokesperson Cha Duk-chul refuted the claims, saying the defector groups have said that they sent the leaflets on April 25th and 26th, weeks after the North's initial cases were reported. Citing local health authority and experts, as well as the World Health Organization, the deputy spokesperson said it is impossible to contract the virus from objects. Daily new COVID-19 cases in South Korea remained below 10,000 for a second day, but increased by over 2,000 from a week ago. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Friday that 9,528 infections were reported throughout the previous day, including 146 from overseas. The daily tally stayed below 10,000 for the second straight day, but increased by some 2,300 from a week ago, showing signs of a resurgence. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 27.22 points or 1.17% on Friday, closing the day at 2,305.42. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Emily Jennings.